A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment.
Lord.
The mountains shall yield peace for the people, and the hills justice. He shall defend the afflicted among the people, save the children of the poor. Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five loaves and two fish." So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and fifties. Then, taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to
glory forever. It's wonderful to be with you as we continue to celebrate this blessed Christmas season. I'm Deacon Robert Klesko, and I serve at St. George Melkite Catholic Church here in Birmingham and also work here at EWTN. And it's a joy to be with you this morning to share the presence of the Lord in word and sacrament. Today on the Western calendar, we commemorate St. André Bessette, also known as Brother André, a humble religious brother of the Congregation of the Holy Cross. On the Eastern calendar, we celebrate the great feast of Theophany, the baptism of the Lord. When we hold these two celebrations together, a common theme clearly rises to the top: humility. Brother André spent 40 years as the porter of the College Notre Dame in Montreal. He greeted visitors, ran errands, and quietly served whoever came through the door. He became renowned for healings through the intercession of Saint Joseph, not because of any worldly greatness, but because of his deep humility and love for the Lord. It was this humility that moved him to bring Christ to others, especially to the stranger, the poor, and the sick. Yet even the humility of Saint André is only possible because it is rooted in the perfect humility of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. As St. John reminds us in today's reading, in this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. This love is clearly revealed in the baptism of the Lord. He who knew no sin entered the waters of repentance. The Lord stood on the banks of the Jordan in solidarity with sinners, with tax collectors and prostitutes, revealing just how far the God-man was willing to condescend for our salvation. The one who made heaven and earth consented to stand among those seeking forgiveness shoulder to shoulder. This great condescension shocked John the Baptist. And yet Jesus reassures him, "Let it be for now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." John may not have fully understood the mystery unfolding before him, but he was humble enough not to stand in the way of God's saving plan. By his baptism, Christ humbles himself in order to sanctify the waters for us. This is a humility that is staggering and saving. Humility, then, is the very foundation of the spiritual life. When we look at the life of the Lord, humility is both the first and last, the beginning and the crown of all virtue. He enters the world as a helpless infant. He submits to the circumcision, the first shedding of his blood for the life of the world. He's obedient to his earthly parents. And in his first public act, he humbles himself in baptism, inaugurating his ministry with the revelation of the Blessed Trinity. And ultimately, he willingly takes up the cross for our salvation. The life of Christ is punctuated at every turn with humility. So too must our lives be. Without humility, no other virtue can grow. During this Christmas season, the Lord is not only revealing humility to us, he's calling us to imitate him. We do this through small, hidden acts of faithful humility, just as St. André did day after day. When we are faithful in little things, the Lord draws us into deeper communion with himself. During this holy season, ask the Lord for the grace of humility. Ask him to reveal one small way in which you can humble yourself and so grow in his grace. Today at Theophany, we see Christ standing quietly in the waters of the Jordan, waiting. He does not stand above us, but among us. And now he invites us to step spiritually into those same waters, to leave behind pride, self-reliance, and sin, and to allow ourselves to be immersed in his mercy. Christmas is a school of humility. Let us not allow the season to pass without learning its lesson. Glory to Jesus Christ.